Well, all I know, I heard a bang around 9:30, 9. I think it was 12 o'clock. The police were at the door and said there was a device next door. You have to evacuate.
And what were you thinking? Were you worried about your
belongings, safety, belongings, everything, my life?
Yeah. You were scared?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was worried. Well, I realised I'm safe enough if I'm in a distance. A friend of mine lives a few doors up in Bond Street. So I spend the night with her.
So you were out of your home overnight?
Yes, I was out of my home overnight. But I was worried what's going to happen and how long it's going to take.
There's shock and anger among some residents living on Eberton Street after a pipe bomb was thrown into a neighbour's backyard.
I just moved onto the street, and then everyone else started coming out of the houses, and they're just telling everyone to get away. And that is shocking, you know. So I think next door in here have like small kids, and you know, it's shocking that they should be disturbed. That it was at midnight last night, you know, rapping on the door, telling everyone to get out. And you know, everyone else is just more annoyed than anything.
Were people angry and upset?
I suppose they were. You know, at this stage, a lot of the times when there's a bomb scare in the town, it's more of an inconvenience. I think people see it as, you know, all the traffic's rerouted, nobody can get anywhere. And
so it's a disruption, because Bond Street and Eberton Street,
yeah,
they were cordoned off for them.
Yeah, I suppose it's more of a personal thing. People are kind of concerned, you know, for themselves and for their loved ones that they might have living nearby.
A controlled explosion was carried out in the early hours of this morning. In contrast, it's all quiet now, except for the sound of police officers as they call door to door to speak to residents.
I was out of my home overnight, but I was worried what's going to happen and how long it's going to take. I felt so unsafe that I couldn't settle in my friend's home. I mean, I know her. I'm very close to her. And I know I'm safe with her, but it was more psychological than anything else.
How do you feel now about living here?
Well, I'm still curious exactly what went on and who and how and why. It doesn't make you feel safe at home.
And of course, you have had the police calling too. Is that for information?
Yes, they wanted to know if I noticed anything, if I seen anything, but I didn't see anything, although I heard the bang.
How do you feel about living here now?
Well, I like this area. I like the people. Most of the people here are quite nice. But I don't think it really would stop people coming to the area. It's just they have a past that maybe interfere with interaction with the two communities.